The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 2-4 in conference play and 4-6 overall. Nebraska visits Rutgers on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BPN. Coach Riley, do we have you there?
I'm here.
Sounds good. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions is fine.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Sport Nation.
Hey, Coach, were you surprised by the coverage Michigan State went into during the final two drives Saturday night? And were those coverages any different or how different than what you'd seen earlier in the game?
Well, you know, it's I would say probably it's pretty standard, you know, in a 2-minute drill for some teams to you know, have their basically their 2-minute package, and it's not what Michigan State did is not unlike what kind of what we have played or other teams have played. So, no, I wasn't really surprised at that time.
How important was your offensive line play in giving Tommy time to throw, especially in those final two drives, and what do you think they did to allow for such success?
Boy, that right there was the key to the whole thing, you know, because it is hard against Michigan State, and it was hard for us most of the night. And I thought we did our best work on those last two drives, and it wasn't like we were just getting a 3-man rush a lot of time, so isolated against some of those players was hard, but our guys did a good job, and I thought, you know, Tommy was, I think, best described as decisive on those throws.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Urban FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Riley. Talk about the next two games ahead of you. Is it, you know, after the wild finish you had last week against Michigan State, what is the goals for the next two games for you guys to get bowl eligible?
Well, you know, I think the obvious thing is that we have to focus on Rutgers and play well and do everything we can to win the game. That's it. And then if you get that one, then you can talk about the next one in that fashion as far as being bowl eligible. So we just have to take care of business. We have no business looking too far ahead, you know, the way our season has gone. So I hope that we understand the urgency of just getting ready for this next game.
And what do you see on film for Rutgers? You know, I know you got to travel to New Jersey, and playing in the New York City area is pretty good for Nebraska to get some of their alumni to come.
Yeah, I think that's all those things are positive. I'm looking forward to the trip that way. Rutgers, watching them, I've come to really appreciate what they do offensively. They do a lot of shifting and motion, play action, and you've got to have great discipline playing against them. They've hit a number of deep balls. The Carew player is a really outstanding big-time playmaker, and I understand he's healthy and playing, so we're just going to have to, I think, be very, very disciplined on defense and then offensively find our consistency and have good balance in what we do against their defense.
Well, have a safe trip to the East Coast.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, are you finding that the overall health of your defense is helping you a lot and a big reason why you're able to win Saturday?
Oh, it was nice to have a few guys back. You know, when we had our very first unit in our very first game, you know, that was the last time they'd all been together. And we're still not totally there, but we're close. And we're closer with also being able to rotate some players in, particularly in the defensive line. Now we're still on the edge with a couple guys after this last game of being healthy, but we certainly are in better shape, and yes, I think it does make a difference.
Who are you still hoping to get back to full health, and who are maybe some guys who stepped up, particularly in the Michigan State game on defense?
Well, Kevin Williams had come back and ready to play, but he came out of that game, and now seeing whether he can get back for this game, you know, he was a guy that was basically on our first unit, even though he wasn't necessarily a starter at the very first game, but he's kind of been off and on, and I don't know where he's going to be. Michael Rose Ivy, who was a starting linebacker, we were able to get, 15, 20 plays out of him, I think, in the last game.
Yep.
And he is questionable, but is going to do some stuff today. So if he's practicing today, then we got a shot for him to play again. And Chris Weber, who played middle linebacker, having him back both to spell Josh Banderas in the middle, and Chris is a real good special teams player, so I think he impacted us in that way favorably in the last game. So we got some of those guys back that helped us play better.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Coach, you touched on Tommy a little bit here, but, you know, Saturday certainly wasn't the first time that we've all seen him able to make, you know, key plays at key moments in games. Can you talk a little bit about that ability that he has to make plays when it matters the most?
Well, Tommy is a very, very competitive person, and, you know, the games can kind of go up and down for him. I mean, he makes some plays, and then we had like an ill-fated interception right in the red zone, right when we'd made a nice play to get down there. But he has that resiliency to be able to kind of put it behind him, bounce back, and then make some plays as we go forward. So, you know, the neat thing about being with him is you never count him out. And I thought his composure and playmaking in the last part of that ball game was probably what I would say is typical Tommy Armstrong, and seen it a number of times. Unfortunately, we haven't come out on the good end of it all the time, but I've seen him try in every way to bring this team back.
Well, Coach, one other item for you is to get ready for that game this weekend out at Rutgers. You know, what have you seen on film, especially from their special teams? Obviously, you know, Janarian Grant returned, tied a Big Ten record with his third kickoff return for a touchdown this season. You know, what have you seen on film, particularly in that phase of the game?
Well, we showed their special teams film to our cover teams yesterday, and every guy in there, Grant, got their attention big time. He's impressive. He looks like he plays at a different speed than everybody else on the field, and it's a scary part of this game for sure. We're going to have to do a great, great job of covering kicks, both punt return and kickoff return, and it'll be a big factor in the game.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.